Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier two-year institutions in the entire country, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. Did you know that we were the first community college in the country to have an iPad initiative? Of course, we're all about technology in the classroom, and that includes just about all of our textbooks are digital. 97% are digital. So there's very little cost when it comes to textbooks. In fact, we'll save you on average a couple $1,000s a year on textbook costs. That's like another major scholarship that no one else in the state can offer you. And we're also the first institution of higher learning in Mississippi to offer a Z degree, which is like a general studies degree. And if you go that route, you won't pay a single penny in textbooks here at Northeast. Just some of the advantages that you get here at Northeast that you won't get at any other place in Mississippi. Let's bring in the president of Northeast Mississippi Community College, Dr. Ricky Ford, with his message this week on Tiger Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Will, for another opportunity to share some things going on the campus of Northeast Mississippi Community College. We have a lot of activities going on. One of the big things that I want to discuss this morning is the COVID-19 and how we're handling it. Obviously, this is an issue that has arisen not only on our campus, but every other higher education campus throughout Mississippi and the nation, and also our high school campuses. We are managing the COVID situation very well. All of our employees and our students are cooperating and doing the things necessary in order to combat the virus. We have a mask mandate for our classroom situations because they are crowded. I wouldn't say crowded, but we have a large number of people, 20 to 25 people in a classroom. So this creates a situation where people are in close contact and that type of thing. So we are encouraging our students to wear masks in the classroom. Outside the classroom, we are not mandating that out in the open spaces. However, we do require them to wear it in the cafeteria when they go along the food line to pick up food and things like that. So the students and employees are understanding and realizing that there is a pandemic and there is a health crisis, and they're doing the things necessary in order to keep themselves safe and to keep the people around them safe also. We have very low numbers of quarantine. We usually have anywhere from 30 to 40 that are on quarantine. We average about that throughout the 3 weeks that we've been in school already. We have about 10 active cases currently that are on that we're managing and are on quarantine. So we're managing the COVID situation really well, and we do have the second round of vaccines that are coming up very shortly, and you'll hear more about that as we move forward. A lot of other things going on the campus, too. We just received our second round of CARES money through the CREATE Foundation for our Tiger Den food pantry. Now, this is an opportunity where we provide food for people that are needed assistance, whether it's food, whether it's toothbrushes, soap, deodorant, those type things. We have it for our students and their families if they need that, and all they have to do is come by and request that at our Tiger Den food pantry. And this is also located within our Success Center. So all of the Success entities are involved in one area, and this being one of these. And it would surprise you at the number of students that are in need of food or other utensils, living utensils right now. So we're providing that for students, to anyone that needs that. And, if we have anyone out there who wants to help and wants to contribute to our Tiger Den food pantry, please contact our Development Foundation, Mr. Patrick Eaton, and he will certainly direct those funds to the Tiger Den food pantry. So this is something that really helps our students that are in need. And we do sometimes have homeless students that don't have a place to live, and we try to identify those, and we will actually put them up in the dorm if we have to in order to make sure that they have shelter. Another exciting aspect that we're starting and beginning to implement is our eSports teams. We have Mr. Austin Beasley, Natasha Lewis, and Dr. Carlina Benjamin. They are directing and implementing this project, so they're researching it and trying to create the perfect situation for our students. Another item that we are really proud of, and this is something that our PTK students created, and they are in the library each week, and it's a project which is called Apple Cores. And this is providing technical support for students. The students have problems with technology in the classroom. They have a place to go and visit with their peers. The PTK students are handling this and managing this, and it's been proven to be very helpful. And it's a great opportunity for our students who are in need of some help with technology. One big item that we've got going on now, we're kicking off, is our Game, Set, Match Tennis Complex Capital Giving Campaign. We have kicked this off, and we are in the process of building a state-of-the-art tennis complex. We currently have 4 tennis courts on campus, but it's not large enough to take care of our matches that we have, because we have anywhere from 10 to 12 matches when we play other institutions. So this will give us an opportunity to provide a great experience for our visitors coming on campus, and also our tennis team. It's always been a vision of mine to have a championship tennis program, as all of our athletic teams do. And extracurricular activities and the student activities being a huge face of the institution, we certainly want to do a great job in putting out and putting on the athletic teams and the things that we have here. So we're planning to build an 8-court tennis complex with lighting, seating, and everything like that. So we're kicking off that campaign to begin immediately, and you'll hear more about that as we continue to move forward and go forward with this year. Football season is well underway. We have played 2 games. Unfortunately, we have lost both of those games. We lost a very close game, 18-16, to the perennial power Gulf Coast Community College last Thursday here in Tiger Stadium. So we were so close to winning that one. They made a field goal with about a minute left and won the game 18-16. And our bid to get in field goal range fell short toward the end of the game. So we're excited about that. We host Hines Community College here this Thursday night. I do want to invite everyone over from 5 to 6 o'clock in front of the student union for a tailgate. And this is from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So this is open to the public and any of our students and fans and families that would like to gather around and have a nice meal. Then we'll walk over and go over to the football stadium. At 6:15, our Northeast Tiger Band will perform their pregame. So a lot of activities and a lot of things going on the Northeast campus, and we want to invite everybody out to the football game Thursday night. So as always, again, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford, and yes, a narrow defeat last week against top 5 Gulf Coast Community College. Great crowd, though. Outstanding atmosphere. Of course, the show band from Tigerland lights out as always. We had Military Appreciation Night, really a special night, obviously centered around the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. This week, it's going to be a whiteout for our home game against Hines. Each week, we'll have themes for all of our home football games, so it's whiteout this week. If you can't make it to our game Thursday night, no worries, you can always watch them on NEMCCTV.com. A couple other quick notes before we wrap up this week's show. Our Student Government Association is beginning homecoming elections this week with nominations for the homecoming ballot. The first ballot elections are later this month on the 27th and 28th, the second ballot being on September 30th and October 1st. The selection of the homecoming queen will be on October 4th and 5th. Just in time for our homecoming matchup against Mississippi Delta. That's scheduled for October 14th, so please put that on your calendar. Also, our award-winning Campus Country will hold its first showtime of the year on Thursday, October 7th. It's 1 week before our homecoming game. It'll be in the Seth Pounds Auditorium at 7 p.m. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for all he does, for getting us on the air each week with our podcast. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.